Tim Hammerich with your Market Line report for Friday, January 24th. With a tough crop year last year and recent trade deals, many farmers are scratching their heads as to why the grains haven't rallied. Joe Vaklovic of Standard Grain shares some sensible perspective on the topic on his podcast, Grain Markets and Other Stuff.
Could the government come back and change the size of the crop at any point in time here? Sure they could. If there was ever a year to do it, it's probably this year. 2019 was an extraordinary year from a crop production standpoint. We had weather that we've never seen. We had late plantings like we've never seen. A lot of things happened that were really kind of unprecedented. So if the government were to come in and make some sort of adjustment down the road, that would not surprise me in the least. But I'm not going to bet on that. I'm not going to say that that's my marketing plan.
Chicago March wheat futures closed up 2.5 cents to 580.5. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down just a quarter of a cent to 492.25. March corn closed up 5 cents to 393.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein a bit firmer yesterday. Bids range from 620 to 630. Club wheat of ordinary protein unchanged, 630 to 795. Dark northern spring wheat steady, ranging from 690 and 3/4 to 725 and 3/4 for 14% protein. Cattle in negative territory today on expected placements and cattle on feed to be improving. Live cattle futures were down $1.50 to 124.67.5 on the February board. March feeder cattle down 252.5 to 140.52.5. Class 3 milk rally continues, up 18 cents to $17.98. With your daily Market Line report, I'm Tim Hammerich.